You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776.
It's a rainy week, by the way. Get your galoshes on. We got rain almost every day coming. Not like it was, I guess, a month ago. Where's the heavy stuff, but we'll have, you know, bouts of rain jumping off. From what I saw, we're supposed to have it pretty much every day. Let me see. Next 40, let me get daily. 100% today, 70%, 73%, 59%. Goes down to 37% on Friday. But I think for the weekend, for 4th of July, I think it clears up. That's why the Pete's Fine Meat giveaway is going to be, okay, 48% on 4th of July.
4th of July, 48th.
48% of rain. I'll still get my grill on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you so grill. Here's what we're going to do. Keep listening because in the we're going to give you a chance later this hour to win a $250 worth of meat from Pete's Fine Meats. He is a new sponsor on the show, although we've been talking about him and going there for years. He's a fantastic person. Big listener of the show and just awesome in terms of a lot of people go there, get lunch, especially from the station, by the way, get breakfast, get lunch over there, pick up their steaks over there. His steaks are outstanding. $250, your choice. You want to do chickens, you want to do ribs, a brisket, whatever. They'll get that knocked out. And shout out to our boy, Michael, who is recovering. He's been sick for the last couple of weeks. So hoping he, takes it easy, gets better before he comes back in. But he was like, he called me last night at 10 o'clock and says, I really want to do this for people before 4th of July. I said, okay, if you want to give away that much meat, that's your business.
Yeah.
So our listeners will gladly take you up on it.
He loves that.
And get their grill on.
Yeah, he just loves to give away stuff. He's awesome. He is unbelievable. 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, who's the best player in all of basketball?
Kevin Durant.
Yep, I agree. Dell?
Ooh. Recency bias would make me say Kevin Durant after that playoff series.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah, sure. Why not?
That's kind of how I am. I can't think of another. I know people are talking about Giannis. Giannis's numbers look great, but you know that Giannis cannot just put a team on his back, and he's not that kind of scorer. He's a impose your will. Although you do see, every once in a while, you'll see flashes where Giannis is like, oh, that's a pretty nice little move there. If Giannis would just really work on the skill level all off season, and I mean really focus on, I don't care if it's a shooting with range or finding way, you know, creating moves to be able to get to the hole and encounter moves on the move when something is cut off to so that he's a more fluid offensive threat. I think that that would be like if you took Chris Middleton, who I think is a very average physical specimen, and you took Chris Middleton just 70% of his skill level and you put it in Giannis's body, well, he's LeBron then. That's who he would be. But he doesn't, you know, he doesn't have that. So he can't be the best player in basketball. Steph Curry had a phenomenal year this year. But Steph is, who do you think is a better basketball player, Steph or Trae Young? It's still Steph, right?
Yeah. Steph is still,
it's still
a better.
Steph.
Yes. Yes. Steph is still a
Steph
basketball player.
Steph got off player. Again this year.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's almost like.
Steph was an MVP candidate.
Yeah.
Trae Young is having a great run, and we'll see now. He's got to validate this all of next season, get them back to where.
I'm not worried. I think
listen,
he's become
as long
something.
As Nate McMillan is there, since Nate McMillan got there, this is a whole different deal. This is a whole different team. So I'm going to give a bunch of credit to Nate McMillan. Trae Young is awesome. Trae Young has been great. He's one of the emerging young stars, but you can't compare him to any of those guys. If you're 14, you can, because whoever has the biggest scoring day, he's the best player in the NBA that day.
Right.
So, yes, if you're 14, you can. But when you're talking about, I mean, and they were talking about this morning, who's better, Trae Young or Giannis? Giannis is a two-time MVP. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Because, but Trey is a, but Giannis is a two-way player. Giannis is one of those rare two-way players who can rebound, block shots. He's an eraser in transition when people are attacking the basket. He's a big finisher when he gets into the lane. So, yeah, I would say you can't. But that is today's TV generation where you got to come up with a topic to just talk about. Like I hear it from my kids all the time. They'll bring up stuff like that because they are driven by recency bias.
So what about
but Kevin Durant? Yeah, it's recency bias. But when we talk about recency bias, that's only because he went off in the playoffs, in a playoff series they lost, by the way. But Kevin Durant has been doing it for a long time. So it's not like that's not really recency bias that KD did this after an Achilles injury.
Yeah.
That's rare.
And, well, Trae Young had an injury last night. He stepped on the ref's foot. That is awful. I mean, that the ref is standing so close to Trae Young that he stepped back just a little bit, stepped on his ankle, and hurt himself. And then he came back, but he wasn't the same guy. Here's what he said after the game about his ankle injury.
It's sore right now. It's hurting. It's frustrating. Yeah, I mean, it's hurting a little bit, and it's sore. I got some treatment on. I'm going to go get some more in the morning. That's all I can do right now is get treatment. And then, yeah, when I came back in, it was just kind of sore, and I made me mad. I couldn't really go as fast as I wanted to. And then when I did, it hurt. So just got to get treatment, and hopefully it feels better for next game.
Trey sound like a little kid to you.
He is a young kid.
He sounds really young. Like, he doesn't sound like a pro, like a grown. I guess he's not a grown man. Is he a grown ass man? Does he hit that designation yet?
He is 22. Yes,
22.
He's an adult.
He's a grown man.
He's an adult, but he's not a grown.
He's old enough to be out of college.
Like, is he grown, Odell?
He'll be. I don't know. He's old enough to be out of college. Are you a grown man?
I'm not arguing the case.
Are you grown when you're out of college?
I think some people are grown and some people aren't grown. Is he grown though? Does he sound grown?
I don't know. He just has a life.
Did Mike Tyson sound like a violent boxer to you?
No, Mike is a killer, though. But does he sound like grown? Like, does he do grown folks
stuff? The way you're saying stuff, I would ask, pose this question to you. How can I put this? If Trey is doing stuff, if he's acting like a grown man in that aspect, then yes, he's
a
grown
man.
When did you start doing stuff?
You're talking about certain stuff, but if Trey is acting like a grown man in that aspect,
he just sounds like he's a grown man. Super young, doesn't he?
Did Oscar De La Hoya sound like a grown man?
No, but those are boxers. You see them fight. They're good fighters. I don't know.
I see Trae Young filling it up. He's a grown man.
Why are we pretending?
Yeah. I'm just asking you, does he feel grown? You even said the same thing. He sounds like a little kid.
Well, he sounds like a little kid, but some people do. Their voices don't match.
Mike Tyson didn't match. Look, I know he looks small because he's on the court with all these giants, but Trae Young's, what, 6'1", 180? He's a grown man.
You also know what Trae Young never said that Mike Tyson said? I tried to push his nose bone into his brain and cause severe brain damage.
You don't know what he said on that court.
Yeah, you don't know he wasn't trying to do that.
I tried to punch him in his pancreas and release dangerous toxins throughout his body.
That's
some violence coming out of Mike's mouth.
He's not a fighter.
He shoots.
Yeah. When you're violent like that.
Did Mike Tyson ever shimmy after he? No.
After what, he knocked somebody completely unconscious?
Shimmy. No.
Exactly. You're making my point. Thank you. You just made my point for me.
So Charles Barkley, after the game.
Is he a grown man?
What the hell?
This is
the dumbest conversation we've ever had.
Is he grown?
Yes, he's grown.
He's grown. You know
he's
what?
22 years old.
Is that your definition of grown? Is
you
Trey
think
Young?
He's got another 3 inches to go, or what?
That's not what I mean. You either know if you know, you know. Does he feel grown to you?
Does he have to get to 30 before he's a grown man?
I think 26 is when Trey will feel grown, like a grown person.
I don't know.
He feels like somebody who just doesn't. He's liable to do some dumb stuff.
Like what?
I don't know. I don't even know him. I can just tell by his voice he's not grown. And he's got the hair that he just doesn't look grown.
Would Trey in a rainstorm tell someone who wasn't not to spot him so he could hurt his shoulder forever?
Does that a grown
that's
man
dumb.
Move?
That's something dumb. Actually, Dale, let me tell you why it is. Because that's a dad move, and you say, I don't need your help. The same thing with when you got directions and you're all screwed up. You don't ask for help. That's a grown move is when you say, do something stupid.
That's more, I think more dumb.
Yeah, it's more dumb than grown.
That's what I'm saying.
Get on a wobbly ladder with no one holding it. Yeah.
A kid would do that.
In the rain.
But it is what dads do.
A kid would do that.
That's a dumb thing a kid would do. A kid would not try in a rainstorm to get something out of a gutter. He'd be inside doing nothing.
It's
like
the
lazy-ass, punk-ass kid.
Well, maybe
he is.
Your kids.
Wow,
it's the level.
Your kid was out there trying to help you. He was the smart one in this whole scenario.
But in real life, he's not.
Well, that was real life.
That was real life. That changed an entire life. Yours.
I know, it did. Now I can't do backstroke anymore.
Well, God forbid.
Yeah.
But here's Charles Barkley. Now that we've decided who's grown and who's not. Here's Charles Barkley on this Bucks-Hawks series.
Well, listen, this series is a wrap. I told y'all after game two, the Hawks are not going to win another game.
Well, you told us they would sweep it, too.
Well, I did. Listen, Milwaukee was awful in game one, but they just got a better team. They're going to beat them Tuesday, and they're going to beat them Thursday, and then they're going to play my sons for the world championship. The Milwaukee Bucks, no disrespect to my Phoenix Suns, are the best team in the NBA.
What?
Left in the NBA playoffs.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he's got a...
I think he's got a point there.
Who's the favorite on a neutral court?
Well, we'll find out who's going to be... I think it's going
to
be a pretty even series.
I pretty close to pick. Yeah, now that I think about it, I think the line makers will make it pretty close to pick.
Yeah. I can certainly see them picking the Bucks, but I can certainly see them taking the Suns, too. That's going to be... That's going to be pretty even betting on that one. That's going to be pretty even betting. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here, 9:15. We got some Texans news that we got to get to on the other side.
Yeah, call in and talk about which Houston stars are grown men and who aren't.
Yeah.
We'll have that debate as well.
Like, PJ Tucker is grown as hell.
Well, he's like 35. Yes, yeah. He's grown.
Well, what the hell?
Yes. But PJ felt like he was 35 when he was 23.
I don't know about that. I'm not sure about all of that. What I am sure about is hoops. What I'm sure about is the best goal that's in the history of the market. What I'm sure about is Keith Tate and what a wonderful guy he is. What a guy who stands behind every one of his products. I'm telling you, Keith Tate is awesome. And you will love what he brings to the table with his hoops goal. It is the best market, the best goal that you will ever see in the market, period, exclamation point. I mean, you can go to box store and then, okay, take your goal home with you. Now set it up. What? I don't know how to do all that. How about the best setup that you'll ever, ever have, the best installation, guaranteed that they're going to do a great job. They did a great job for us. They put it up, and then actually they took it down and they moved it for us when we left the house and we gave it to a neighbor. I don't know that Keith will do that all the time, but he did that. And I'm going to tell you this. If you're looking for a great way for the kids to actually have fun, this is the goal. Because you can raise and lower it so that the kids can actually enjoy it, as opposed to just looking at a 10-foot goal and going, Dad, that's not any fun. They can dunk. They can actually make baskets when they're younger. All of these things that point to one goal. ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com. You're looking for the best goal? ProDunkHoops.com.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Wheel. Fun. Get low when the whistle goes. Sports. ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
9:18, ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. You were watching the BET Awards last night?
No, I just saw it was trending. BET Awards was trending on Twitter, so I said, oh boy.
What happened?
Well, what's her name? I can say this because this was actually said on a TV show.
Oh, okay. On cable
Taraji
television?
P. Henson said, yeah, she was doing basically a Erykah Badu imitation, and she went over to Method Man. And, you know, she's got this thing about incense and lady parts, and she just said she dropped a coochie on him.
She did?
Yeah, but she meant it. Like, you know,
As opposed to Matt Kuchar.
Then Lil Nas X. I just saw videos of everyone's talking about Lil Nas X did some Lil Nas X stuff.
He did?
Yeah. He got pretty aggressive with it.
He did he?
Well, yeah.
Lil Nas X ain't scared.
No. He's not really playing.
He's got a song that's still paying.
I don't think he's going
cash money.
I don't think when he is making his rounds around all the elementary schools.
Yeah.
With that song, and he has like, I don't think he's going to be going to elementary schools as much anymore
because of what
he's been the devil in one video, and he's just like, he's just said, why would you even let your kids listen to me in the first place? Well, Nas X, you were actively playing elementary school. Well, don't act like you're.
They invited him. He's going to say no. This. That's rude. If you can't say no, that's rude. If you listen to the song itself, it's not for kids.
He has two lines, and kids wouldn't even know what it even.
Well, means. The parents did, and they still come here.
Most kids don't know what. Don't know what lean is.
Mm.
No, most parents wouldn't know what lean is. Would Yanni know what lean is? I don't know why I always go to Yanni for
why
you.
Why Yanni?
I don't know. Somebody else from Kincaid. Yeah. Carol and David.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of them wouldn't know. A lot of people wouldn't know what lean is. No. They just think it's leaning.
The nerds.
Yeah. They don't know what that is. They ain't about
they
that
don't
life.
Know 90s they ain't about Houston hip hop.
So let me ask you this question, because this has been put out there. This was put out there by Clutch Points. Clutch Points had an article. Benedetto Vitali had a little article in which he names two hidden gems on the Houston Texans roster. Can you name them? Guys, you have not seen play yet.
Guys, I have not seen play?
Well, for the Houston Texans.
Oh. But they're hidden? Like, you can't say Desmond King.
No, no.
Okay. So one of them's going to be one of the Terrences?
Nope. It's both rookies.
Oh, he'll say Nico Collins. He won't say Davis Mills.
No.
He won't say Garrett Wallow. Who was the fourth rounder?
Brevin Jordan.
Oh, he'll say Brevin Jordan.
Brevin Jordan.
He was actually a fifth rounder, but the first fifth rounder. So it's Brevin Jordan and Nico Collins?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatevs.
Are those two guys going to contribute?
I think Nico will. I think Brevin's...
I think Brevin will, too.
Brevin could. Here's what depends. I think Jordan Akins is going to be a big... Brevin's not a great blocker. You want him to be a little bit better. That could hurt him in terms of getting on the field, is he's going to need to block because he's not as great an athlete. Jordan Akins is a better athlete than Brevin Jordan. So I don't know what's going to happen with Kahale Waring this year. I do know that they have... they've got Fells already as their wide tight end, which is the blocking, receiving, you know, inline tight end. So to get on the field, Brevin Jordan is going to have to, I think, beat out Jordan Akins. Now, he could be the third tight end if Kahale Waring gets cut. That's certainly possible. The question is going to be, how much does he get on the field as a third tight end? Or maybe Fells. I mean, we just don't know how this coaching staff is going to view Fells, because he was really important 2 years ago.
Fells is gone.
No, Fells is still there, isn't he? He just signed a contract.
Fells, no, Darren Fells is with San Diego, I want to say.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure. Is he gone?
Oh, no, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went to the Lions.
Lions, yeah.
He had a 2-year deal. Did they cut him?
They must have, yeah. Yeah, he's gone.
Are you sure they cut Darren Fells?
I don't know how that all worked out, but he's gone. No, he's gone. Signed a touchdown, 7 starts. He signed a 1-year deal, $1.5 million with the Detroit Lions.
Oh, it was just a 1-year deal.
Yeah.
Oh, with them, but I thought he signed 2 years. Maybe that was the second year of his deal with the Texans, I guess.
No, he signed him last offseason to a 2-year deal. I think they just cut him. They just said bye.
I don't remember seeing that, do you?
Yeah.
And you do remember seeing he got cut?
I knew he was gone. I just.
Here's who they have now: Jordan Akins, Pharaoh Brown. Okay, Pharaoh's not a. He's whatever.
There is no San Diego, by the way.
Kahale Waring, who can't play. They have Ryan Izzo, who does have a history with the New England Patriots, by the way. Did you know he was on the roster?
Who?
Ryan Izzo. They just quietly added Ryan Izzo, who does have playing time with the New England Patriots as a Y. So I think Ryan Izzo will be in competition with Pharaoh Brown for that position, and then Brevin Jordan will be in competition with Jordan Akins, is my guess. There's also Anthony Auclair, who he came over from Tampa. He was a Canadian player. Paul Questenberry, who is more of an H-back. So, yeah, actually, Brevin Jordan, looking at it right now, yeah, Brevin Jordan does have a shot. He's going to have to outplay Jordan Akins, I think. I think that's the position that he will be looked at. As far as the Texans are concerned at wide receiver, I mean, Kiki QT is no guarantee to even make the team. We know Andre Roberts is just kind of a third receiver type. Who do you have playing outside? You want a big guy who can stretch a field. Okay, that's Nico Collins. Well, you got Brandon Cooks small. You got Randall Cobb small. Isaiah Coulter, no experience and probably not as good as Nico. Chris Moore is more of a special teams guy. Chris Conley does have experience outside, mm-hmm. big, fast, can't catch. So they have Dante Moncrief too. So you've got, from a name brand standpoint with NFL experience, you got Dante Moncrief, Chris Conley, and then the rookie, Nico Collins.
See, I'm opposed to Dante Moncrief. You're not kidding. He's a 1 or 2 year guy. This is not, you're in a rebuild.
Yeah.
Play Coulter. See what you got. Play Nico, play Coulter, play young guys.
They have 12 wide receivers. I know.
Well, but Dante Moncrief Taylor probably makes this team.
Taywan Taylor was a second round pick with the Titans about 4 or 5 years ago. He's with this team. Like Alex Erickson, who is a legitimate, you know, wide receiver 5 for the Bengals, who has some ability in the slot. Andre Roberts, that's the problem. You actually have some guys that are interesting names, but they're more 4-5s. Like, you got a team full of 4-5s, and then a team full of, like,
everybody.
Brandon Cooks is a 2, I guess, right?
Everybody
is he a 2 or 3?
Signed. Everybody. It was all phase 2 while they were in phase 1 of a free agency. Let's just get a bunch of guys that are like borderline backup for every team. Every single guy that they picked up is maybe a couple. Desmond King. I don't know. We'll see about Kamu, Grugier Hill. I don't know. We'll see about, but it's every single guy. Why didn't you just, and you're going to play these guys as opposed to guys that are actually going to be here in 3 years, that you got a chance, that have got a chance to be here.
And that doesn't,
I don't
mean,
understand the I, whole philosophy.
But John, that's just competition. It does not guarantee they're going to make the team. As a matter of fact, I would argue for the very reasons you mentioned, that's why Dante Moncrief probably won't make the team.
Do you know who's got control of this?
It's Nick Casario.
The roster? Yeah.
And I don't
the guy
think,
who signed all those guys.
Yeah, but that's, once again, competition. I think I trust him when he says he wants competition.
Yeah, he's got competition. He's never a bunch of mediocre players
but he's
fight
never,
each other.
That's a guy who comes from an organization that has never locked in to just name brand guys at all. As a matter of fact, it doesn't do you any good. The Patriots will start guys that you never heard of. And I don't think that Don, I wouldn't get too worked up about that. I do think that Isaiah Coulter needs his best shot ever to be a factor, needs to be this year. And if he's not good enough in camp, then so be it. Cut him, do whatever you want with him. But I'm with you. But who are these guys, John? Who are the guys you're talking about? It's not Andre Roberts, it's not Brandon Cooks, it's not Randall Cobb. There's only two guys that you're mentioning. There's Nico Collins and there's Isaiah Coulter. That's it. Kiki Kuti.
Well, that's my
Chris
point.
Conley,
this
Chris
is what
Moore,
he did, though.
Alex Erickson. Yeah, but they're just in camp right now.
No, they're just in camp right now. But I can almost guarantee you Dante Moncrief is going to make this team.
See, I don't think he's had some weight issues, but he did come over from New England, so you know he does have that going for him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at how many of these guys came over from New England.
And of course, you're going to need your little white guy, Alex Erickson.
Marcus Cannon.
You're going to have a little white guy because that's what you did.
No, you don't. Rex Burkhead's here. Maybe you forgot about him.
Well, you got to have it in each position, a little white guy.
Do you think Rex Burkhead and Philip Lindsay, are they going to be battling for the same spot on this team?
Ooh. Did you hear what he said?
No, little guys
this
who...
This is light-skinned stuff.
Little guys who catch the ball and run, like, they actually kind of play the same position. Mark Ingram, David Johnson. David Johnson's a 3-down back. Mark Ingram's a 2-down back. And then third-down backs are Lindsay and Burkhead. Could be looked at that way, at least.
They both make the team.
You think they both do?
I think they both do make the team.
Buddy Howell's finally gone.
Okay, so I can't wait till this season starts. Well, I say that. Actually, that's a lie. Because who cares? But your Houston Texans, did you see the tweet they put out this week?
Yes.
One period, Sunday period, closer period. And they had a Texans jersey, just the jersey, and they had this. Turn it up, though.
The problem is it's so low. It is up. It sounds like the heart is failing.
It does. That's it?
That's it. That's how loud. That's the
so
noise.
The light is blinking on and off like it's a heartbeat. And are you playing it right now?
Yes, that's the noise you're hearing.
That's it?
Yes.
I can't wait to. Well, that's not even a heartbeat. That's just a...
That's what he's saying.
I know.
So I'm saying...
The Texans sound like they went to Code Red.
So it's like a heartbeat. You can't wait. It's one Sunday closer.
Yeah, and the season's almost alive, except this person feels like they're coding.
What do you think the responses were to this?
Well, let's read them, John, if you so choose.
Bro, like, not one single person in this city gives a single F. That's it. Oh, no, it's approaching way too fast. Stay away, stay away. And it's SpongeBob in his bed shaking.
One Sunday closer to the Jack Used to Be Farewell Tour 2021. F Jack Used to Be. You're misinformed, sir. Jack Used to Be is not going anywhere.
Yeah, that's not true. So Alan said, don't remind us. Mauricio says, to the perfect season, 0-17.
Poverty franchise?
Poverty franchise? One period more period lawsuit period.
No. By the way, I just did my New England count. How many players on the roster right now do you think came over directly from New England?
How many?
Now, I remember Marcus Cannon was traded, but that doesn't count.
He still was on there.
Eight players on the roster. Eight with direct ties to New England last year.
Yeah. And what's your point? It's New England South. And they can say whatever they want. It's New England South.
No, but it's normal. And somebody, he knows these guys.
Somebody just dropped an F-bomb. I don't give a bleep. That says, fire Easter, maybe I'll buy a ticket this year. Y'all seem to be struggling with those three packs, family packs, season tickets, haha. One Sunday closer to an 0-17 season so we can get the first pick. This team don't need a new coach. This team needs new ownership, blah, blah, blah. Do they not know? Do they not realize this?
You still have to tweet. There's nothing you can do. You know what the Texans would be? You know what would be the most chicken bleep move in the world, but also the smartest? To start posting their posts where it limits the people who can comment on it. Like, you can make it to where no one's allowed to comment on a post.
That's what they should do.
If they did that, that would make people so mad, but at the same time, it would eliminate this embarrassment.
Well, they would retweet it with a comment.
Yeah, that's how you.
That's how you get around it. Yeah, I feel bad for the social media guy. We're currently the biggest joke of a franchise. We finally get a badass QB the city loves, and y'all f it up. That is kind of true. I just feel bad for him. Well, you said it the other day. You feel bad for Mark. Like you look.
Vandermeer's been there for 20 years for this. For this?
Yeah, for this. For who? For what?
You mean this? This is as low as we've ever been.
Yeah, ever. 9:30, and they had 2 win seasons, and this is way worse than that. 9:33 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. They got no charisma, Lance.
Well, charisma car wash is not spelled the same as the word charisma. But what I can tell you is the charisma car wash, their awesome deal that they have going on is going to be gone at the end of the month. When you use the passcode 5975, they're going to give you $10 off of your car wash. There's one or two washes where you get the $10 off. The Ultimate Package, which goes from $14 to $4, and the Lava Wash, which goes from $17 to $7. That is unbelievable savings for a car wash where it is fast. It's very, very effective. They do a great job on tires. I've always noticed, you want to go see if a car wash is good, look at the job it does on a drive-thru when they go check your wheel with all your brake dust and all the nastiness that gets set up on the wheel. Go find out how it does. And with Charisma, it cleaned it sparkling clean when I went and got the Ultimate Package for just $4. You can do the same thing. You're going to get $10 off one of the three locations in Houston, three easy-to-get-to locations. To find a location nearest you, go to Charisma Wash. That's CharismaWash.com, and make sure you stop in before the end of the month of June, because that's when the $10 discount is going to go away. So remember the promo code 5975 with CharismaWash.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. So it looks like Baker Mayfield, are the Browns doing the right thing? Looks like they could go into the season. They're not going
to. According to Mike, we had Mike Tannenbaum on last week from 33rd team, and he thinks this is the right call.
Yeah.
Play it out. We'll see what happens. And make your decision after that. What it tells you is the Browns are not sure on Baker.
Yeah.
If you're sure you get a deal done in advance, it's not like the marketplace is going to go down for Baker Mayfield. If he has a good season, it's only going to go up because the marketplace for the whole position is going to go up as the salary cap rises. So what the Browns are telling you is, we really don't want to put a ring on it right now. And would you want to?
No, you don't know.
As he mentioned, Kevin Stefanski, every quarterback Kevin Stefanski has worked with has done well. Maybe more offense than quarterback. He has two great running backs with him in Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb. They got a pretty good offensive line. They've added, they've got Jarvis. They added OBJ. They Harrison Bryant now. I mean, they're just fine at wide receiver as well. I think Baker, if this were like war, when I say your baseball went over replacement, do you think another player could step in and do what Baker Mayfield has done the last 2 years? I remember 2 years ago it wasn't very good. Do you think another quarterback, an average quarterback, could Kirk Cousins come do the same thing or better?
Well, he won. They did win a playoff game last year.
So has Kirk.
Yep.
I'd say Cousins.
I think it's a better quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't think it's comparable. I wouldn't put better on.
I think Kirk Cousins would come in and do well there.
Well, do well, but you mean do well like win a playoff game and
be more consistent than Baker? Baker Mayfield is just a guy to me.
No, he's got a lot more mobility than he does.
Yeah, he does, but he also is not as accurate as Cousins.
And
does Baker Mayfield strike you as a winner on the NFL level? Does he strike you as having some extra? Like, you watch Baker Mayfield and say, that guy's got something.
I don't think he doesn't have something. No. I mean, I don't think he's a bad quarterback.
No, I don't think he's a bad quarterback.
I think he's
a middle-of-the-road quarterback.
But every year, quarterbacks grow. He's got the potential to be a good, really good quarterback. I think Kirk Cousins is very limited.
Do you think he has the potential to be a really good quarterback?
I do.
I don't. I think he has a chance to be a good quarterback. There's a difference to me.
No, I don't. I think he does have more winning than Matt Schaub, give him credit for.
I think Matt Schaub at one point was a good quarterback in that offense.
Yeah.
We don't remember him fondly, but in a good offense, like Kirk Cousins, Matt Schaub was a good quarterback. Not a really good quarterback, not a great quarterback, and certainly not an elite quarterback. He was he's a bottom level of a tier two, almost tier three quarterback is what, maybe even into tier three was what Matt Schaub is. I feel like that's what Baker Mayfield is, a tier three quarterback. Is he a win because of or a win with? I think he's a win with, potentially. He's not a win because of.
I think he's better than you're giving him credit for. Sometimes it takes guys a little bit longer to adapt to the pro game. And you know what? All of a sudden stuff clicks. I think the game will probably slow down for him even more this year. He'll have another weapon in Odell.
Finally, weapons for him.
No, I mean, yeah, he's got no, he because in year three he hasn't, done it all. It takes a while sometimes.
I'm just trying to project. I could be wrong. He may end up being a much better quarterback. If I had to bet on it, though, if you say, okay, you're either all in or all out, I'm folding my hand. I'm not pushing more money into the pot on Baker Mayfield. You wouldn't either, I don't think. Not with your hand you have right now that you've been dealt, the three-year hand.
I would go about it the way they're going about it. No,
yeah.
we're not going to give
That's
you a contract.
What I'm saying.
Then we're going to tag you. After the contract's up, we're going to tag you, and then if we have to, we'll tag you again. But we're not certain yet. I think I like the way they're going about it.
I do too. That's the only way to go.
But I don't think that. Hey, it would not shock me at all if Baker doesn't have a huge year this year. Would not shock me at all. He's got the weapons. He's maybe going to progress. I don't think
he's
give up.
Here's why I disagree.
Because he's shown flashes.
Yeah, well, define huge year for me. Because, see, I think statistically he's kind of limited because they're going to be a run-first team.
Right. They're talking about, hey, Kareem Hunt just said this weekend, I think me and Nick Chubb can both have a 1,000. And if that's the case, then what do you want Baker to do?
No, that's what Baker's going to Baker's at his best probably with a good running game.
That's absolutely. But that also means a huge year is they win 13 games. That's how you measure Baker.
Okay. Do you want me to go back and show you Kirk Cousins' seasons with Minnesota when they won at a pretty good clip? I don't think Baker gets to be measured. If that's the case, then you don't pay him a bunch of money. He's a train driver. He's a train conductor.
Well,
train conductors don't get paid like that.
Well, you can't blame him because they have a good running
absolutely
game.
Absolutely not. Give him $27 million.
You can't blame him because they have a good running game. Even Joe Montana had a great running game. That's part of it. And if he's limited on number of throws, so he won't throw for 4,000 yards. Okay, I'm okay with that.
But the Browns are
going
to want
to pay
him.
Because they're a different
all
kind of club.
All this is fine. There's a big difference between what you get paid. If you're a win because of, like a Deshaun Watson is, and I know this year they didn't have a good record, but Deshaun Watson is a win because of player. And there's not a lot of those quarterbacks. If he's a win because of, you should make the elite money. If you are a win with guy because you can win with a guy, then that's fine. You get paid that next group of money. And that, to me, is where Baker Mayfield is. And I think more and more quarterbacks are going to get this treatment where they're not going to just say, look, you can't just be good your first year, bad your second year, and good. I'm not saying great, just good your third year, and then we're just going to hand you a giant Brinks truck.
Mm-hmm.
You can't operate like that in the NFL anymore, or you get stuck with these guys for a long time because so much of these deals are getting guaranteed now. And you do have a cap sport. You can't just, you know, you're going to end up like the NBA, just stuck with some really, really bad deals. It's just like Mike Tannenbaum said, Jared Goff and Carson Wentz, they would, if they could go back and redo that, they would all go back. The Rams would, and the Eagles would, because they gave them money based on the short term. Baker hasn't even done what Carson Wentz or Jared Goff had done up to that point, to me. And he's going to get, you know, his people are going to be asking for probably $34, $35 million. Man, I make him play this year. And like you say, and then if you want, you know, that's fine. We'll just keep tagging you until we get a good feel.
Yeah.
And if you've made all that money, you'll be happy, and then we'll be happy because you're good, and we'll give you a contract after that.
Look at what Kirk Cousins did. Tag. Tag. Guess what? $100 million. Baker, you can do that, but you got to prove it. We got to keep on proving it on
the
field.
There's the Kirk Cousins comparison.
944 ESPN 97.5. We got a feel good story.
So here it is. Right now, 713-780-3776. We want to hear a feel good story from during this entire time that, and it doesn't have to be pandemic related, but maybe something was a bad situation that ended up being a good situation. Maybe you have something that you want to tell us from your family, a friend, yourself. Michael from Pete's Fine Meat said, I want to uplift. So he said, yeah, for the prize, I want to give $250 meat pack for the 4th of July. And we want to do it. He wants to give away like one every day this week.
Maybe you know someone that was heroic. Maybe someone who did was
above
and beyond.
Real life heroes, not like radio heroes.
Yeah. And Del will vet the story after the show, and we'll make sure that it's true. So if you've got, we're giving away $250 worth of meat from Pete's Fine Meats, which is unbelievable. That's going to be for this 4th of July that you're going to enjoy a wonderful, wonderful 4th of July where you could have the neighborhood over. That's how much meat you're going to be getting from Pete's Fine Meats. 713-780-3776. You got that kind of story? Give us a call. But first, Lance,
yeah,
why don't you tell us all about Craig DeSurf
and Gulf Coast Chevy.
He's a hero.
Yeah, I mean, he did some heroic stuff with a 0% financing for up to 72 months on select models of Chevrolet. I mean, it's not his call. He's not the one who decided to do that. It was Chevy decided to do that, but that's the thing. That's called a program. So what's the program for the month of July? They're going to have some new stuff, so make sure that you check out LanceZCars.com. If you don't find something that you like right now when you go to LanceZCars.com in terms of the programs being offered for Buick, Chevy, or GMC, then check in next month. It might be, and you also, that's why you need to get online and start the car buying process there, either over the phone or even headed out there, because they can tell you about things that aren't showing up on the website. If you're like me and you love great lease opportunities, well, then they have some phenomenal lease opportunities that pop up every couple of months. And July might offer that great lease opportunity for you. Purchase, lease, they want you to get the most value for your trade-in vehicle. And then from there, they want to go ahead and give you an aggressive low-end price for the vehicles that you are looking at so that you can walk out of there a happy person with the car or SUV or pickup truck that you're looking for. And they will make that happen for you out in Angleton because Craig DeSerf and his crew, they are never outworked. They're never outsold, and they are always going to make sure that your customer service happiness is first and foremost. LanceZCars.com or go to, or just head out to Angleton, head down there and find out for yourself why they're the best in the business.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, we had a bunch of calls, and we had some phone issues. So we got a couple of people on the line, but if you were trying to call in or you want to call in, you can still get in here. Someone 378-0377.
We better get to it.
You better hurry.
They have a chance to win.
You better hurry. We're going to make these stories rather quick. Not long, drawn-out stories. We want something that's, heartwarming.
See if
we
you
will
get
decide.
It done in a couple minutes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Tops. A couple minutes tops. Just give us the cliff notes of something.
Dale, put them on hold. Put them on hold when they're
or
done.
Or someone that did some nice stuff. Something great. Something heroic. You, a heartwarming story. And we've given away $250 worth of meat from Pete's Fine Meats right there at Richmond near Chimney Rock. If you haven't gone there, I highly recommend. I mean, their steaks are unbelievable. But the hamburgers that they make, tell them, the one that John and Lance have talked about.
Ooh.
That's three different kinds of deals, sirloin and ground beef. And, I mean, it's just the best hamburger I've ever had. I swear to God, the best hamburger I ever had. So, you got $250 on the line. Freaky Deke is here. Freaky Deke is an old friend of the show. What up, Freak?
Hey, man, what's going on? So I do have a legitimate, heartwarming story. I'm not going to give you the normal Freaky D-esque blast. But over the past 3 or 4, almost 5 years, I've been helped sponsor young men that have been going to college. They maybe they've gotten into college, but they need the other thing, the essentials, the refrigerators, laptop, backpack, bedding, all of that. So even though we had a pandemic last year, I was still able to sponsor 4 young men. It's a grassroots effort. Lance has probably seen a couple of my social media posts about it. So this year, I sponsored 4 more young men. Got one kid going to the Art Institute of Chicago, another young man going to A&M, and I have 2 special needs kids that are highly functional, and they're going into the vocational program at ACC. So we were able to bless them with a laptop, a backpack, some essentials and some school supplies. Even though they're not going off to a 4-year college, they are going, and they're going to do something. So that's Freaky Dicky. It's still good. I've been sponsoring these kids since this is year 5. There's a young man named Devontae at the job. Thankfully, he'll be graduating this year. So it started with 1 kid, and now I've totaled up to 12. And we rocking again this year, man. So that's Freaky Dicky. It's still a good story.
All right. What's your Twitter handle in case anybody wants to help you out?
Oh, yeah.
What's your Twitter handle? So if anybody wants to donate and help
my
you.
My Twitter handle is at Liquid Soul. You can find me on Instagram at Soul Papa Chicken. All these names are really weird. My Facebook name is Sean Christopher. I almost gave you my full government name. I'm even on TikTok as Mr. Devon. Damn, I just gave my government name. But anyway, that's where we are. So that's my feel good story, man. Shoot
that's
me
awesome.
$250. I want some good meat.
Way to go, Freak.
Yeah.
Way to go, baby. All right. 713-780-3776. Brandon is here. What's up, Brandon? Freak, what, you just hung up. Well, we can get a hold of
him. We know how to get a hold of
him. We know how to get a hold of Freak. Brandon, how are you? Don't hang up after you're done. We're going to keep you on hold, okay? So don't hang up when you're done. What's your story, Brandon?
Hey, good morning. So, we had a family friend come down with cancer. She's a bartender in the area. So this weekend we got together, we cooked 18 briskets and sold them, and had a big auction and raffle and everything for her. Ended up making about $25,000 for her. You know, she hadn't been able to work since COVID, and then kind of got cancer, and it was just a real bad deal. But we were able to get together this weekend, a bunch of friends and family and the neighborhood, and kind of made a lot of money for her. So we were pretty happy about that.
That's awesome. That is a great feel good story. These are
they're both good. They're put them on hold. And we can give away
713-780-3776.
Michael said we can give away two.
This is why you do this through email, because the guy who helped the kids, and then it's the guy who with the cancer person. Now you guys look bad, like bad guys. Go ahead, make your choice. Who you taking over?
We
who
go both?
How about that?
He's two per day, is what he said.
What's that?
I thought you're doing one every day.
He's going to love the story. And first of all, it involves 18 briskets.
Yeah.
Which Michael, I don't know if you heard, but that's right up Michael's alley at Pete's Fine Meats.
Now, he did say if you didn't buy the briskets, you're disqualified from him.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. Oh. You know what? I'll just make an executive decision. We'll give it to both. Those are two really good stories.
We're giving two every day?
We're giving two today.
Okay.
No
problem. I talked to Michael at 10 o'clock last night. We're giving two. He wanted to do two different ones today. We'll knock out two right now. I was just going to do one a day.
And those are great. Listen, Michael loves both those stories. You should see. Oh, yeah. Michael's told me stories about his church and what he does.
Oh, did you hear the one about the one in Louisiana where he went to help them?
He's
Or was it out in Beaumont, I think it was. Not Louisiana. It was
same
in Beaumont.
Thing.
Yeah, kind of.
It is almost. Michael is unbelievable, loves feel-good stories like this, loves people to put an extra effort in, loves to help someone like that cancer victim, loves to help Freak because he's helping young men make a difference, be better, go to college. This is the kind of thing that Michael's all about over at Pete's Fine Meats. If you've never been to Pete's, you got to ask for Michael. And tell him, you know, that you listen to the show and you've heard about him. You probably heard about him for years with us here. That's the kind of person that Michael is. He goes every week to the church and he tries to make a difference for people at his church. No, I think he's down in Pearland.
No, he went to Beaumont where they were wiped out, just completely wiped out because of the last storm, big storm, and was like donating just pounds and pounds of briskets meat for a cook-off just so all the money they raised would go to help the church and all the people who benefited from, and that church was helping people get back on their feet with housing stuff and things in need. So, yeah. No, I guarantee you he would want both those guys to win. So they both do.
Yep.
So if you were going to call in, you're like, I'm kind of scared. I'm worried that they're going to, okay.
Well, we did have a bunch of people. We had some phone issues.
Maybe you can be afraid of beef tenderloin. Maybe you can be afraid of beef ribs. You know, maybe you're afraid of Wagyu steak. I don't know. Maybe that's something that's terrorized. It's scary to you how much marbling's in it. That's Ooh, fine.
It is kind of scary when you look at it and hope you don't screw it up. But I haven't screwed it up yet. I'm going to tell you this. Oh, I got the jalapeno shrimp with bacon wrap the other day. Unbelievable. So it's story after story after story, and it is great, great, great meat. We love Pete. We love Michael, and we love Pete's Fine Meats. So that is great
every
stuff.
Every day we're going to
Brandon, we're going to get your stuff. Freaky Deke, we got.
Yep, we'll get them. I'll get to them. And then we're going to have, we'll tell you how to do that. You're going to go pick it up Friday or Saturday is when you need to get it. And then we're going to have this giveaway every day this week. So make sure you keep listening. Although we're going to do different ways. We're not doing a story tomorrow. Tomorrow you'll have to listen to find out how you can get that. That's a pretty cool. If you don't win, just stop over and get your stuff for 4th of July. Before I go, I want to have a new feature. It's not going to take long. It's a short feature. Right now, just things you didn't know. Just interesting facts. Did you know, Del, do you know what event? I said it out loud to you. Del, what event spurred the guys who invented YouTube? What event was it that spurred them to create YouTube? What was the event that made them want to create YouTube?
They bought a clip from Clip for Sales about cake farts and decided, you know what, we'll watch anything. So will other people. So they created YouTube.
That's detailed but incorrect. It was the Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction that started it. And the guy who was working, one of the guys who created this, was working, and he missed it. And he knew he was never going to get to see this again. Nowhere were they ever going to show that video ever again. But he was working, so he wasn't going to be able to see it. And so he and his friends got together about creating some coding for a product that would allow you to upload your own video and host your own video. And that's how YouTube became born. It was spawned off the Nipslip. That's where, that was the initial impetus for YouTube. That's how it started. Excuse me. Yeah.
John, do you think this is his way of co-opting a segment like the last segment of his time here, much like you have your News of the Weird? Do you think he's ripping you off?
I don't think he's ripping. I think it's a poor imitation.
No, it's not a rip-off. Poor imitation.
It's yeah. interesting notes. It's interesting have, news and notes that can be used.
Not, I don't think
it can be used at your golf local golf course, at a charity event, when you're having drinks, maybe at a church. You could tell that story.
You have Dale? News of the Weird, and yeah. he has. This is a thing he's tried in the
this
past.
This is called interesting facts.
Now he's naming it, but he has tried to use this his final segment as yeah. you said, a pale imitation of News of the Weird before.
I think people are going to get more out of this because they have that new information.
Ah.
Dell, I had an interesting little fact that Lance didn't think. It was in the New York Post, as a matter of fact.
It's your call now, 10 o'clock hour. I say fire away.
They had a march this weekend.
What? No, wait. Don't say it. Tease it.
For Pride Month?
Yeah.
Okay. Tease it.
No. This is your interesting fact thing.
No, it's mine.
I'm
already...
sure a lot of people didn't even know this existed.
No, Janet Jackson. YouTube.
Well, that's yours, but I've got
Jackson.
One, too. I've got an interesting fact.
Save it for your thing.
No, but it's your interesting fact
you,
segment.
You
go
do
ahead.
Yours at 10:00.
No, go ahead. It was a march of...
Hold on, I got to go.
With a bunch of
and
women...
And I'm officially gone.
With no, a bunch of women here. In a fountain kissing each other.
Okay.
What do you think the march was called?
Women...
Yeah, now you're not so happy that you said go ahead,
no,
are
I'm
you?
No, I'm not unhappy. I just don't know. Because there, women who would consider themselves lesbians were kissing
yes.
in a fountain.
Yeah.
I don't know. What would that be called, John?
What did you the kid stick his finger in to stop the water?
Which kid?
Yeah. What was his name?
Please don't look at me. I'm not part of your thing.
Yeah,
you're still here.
He stuck his finger in the...
I don't know. Like the Texas City Dyke?
Yes, like that.
Okay.
Like that. But this is... Hey, listen... This was in the New York Post, which is, I don't know if it's a credible, it really is kind of outlandish.
So I know, look, I'll save you here. It's a self-titled, it was self-named.
Yeah.
John's not calling him that. The New York Post wasn't saying that. That was the name of it.
That's the name of it.
People who were involved gave it that name.
Yeah.
I don't want someone to say, wow, did you hear what the radio guy called a bunch of women?
No, I didn't call it. That's what they called it.
That was a name.
Yeah.
Is it D-Fest?
The D-March.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha.
And they had pictures, and did you even know that existed?
I did not know.
What happened,
now
John?
I brought new information.
What happened in this march?
In our little segment here.
What happened in this march?
There was a lot of stuff going on. There was a lot of
people. They just were topless.
Oh, yeah, they were
you
topless,
can say
too.
That.
And they put the pictures in the post. Yeah, they went topless. You know why? Because they can.
Yeah, they're allowed to.
Because it's America.
Thank you.
Yeah. Great. Do you have any interesting facts to bring to the show in Lance's new segment?
My only interest is Lance leaving.
That's
bye,
it?
Bitch.
Whoa.
Good.
That's not new, though.
No, but.
You like that every day.
I do, actually.
1001 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776 is the number. If you'd like to get in here and hang with us here on the show.
Well, hello!
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.